oil is revolutionizing life in America. Crude from the ground is being refined into kerosene. A safe and inexpensive source of light. And that access to light is completely changing the way Americans live. Before kerosene, the average American didn't have access to a consistent light source. When the sun came down, darkness ruled. Kerosene is a phenomenon that will forever change the world. And Vanderbilt knows it's his next opportunity to cash in.
The idea is to see what's missing. That's what a creative entrepreneur does. He serves people with things that they need. Some people can't find a new thing to do. But sometimes you see something that everybody has to have. Say, oh man, I gotta give them this. And then you go to work on it because they need it.
Vanderbilt sees the demand for kerosene skyrocketing all across the country. He knows that to meet the demand, the makers of kerosene will need a new way to ship their oil. If Vanderbilt can corner the market on those oil shipments, he'll propel himself back to the top of the railroad industry. All he needs to do now is find a supplier.
We're going to extend along the South Shore to Cleveland.
Why Cleveland?
Cleveland is a small city of just under 50,000, but it's sitting on top of an ocean of oil. Eastern Ohio is the Middle East of its day, and the area around Cleveland is one of the largest oil fields in the world. Vanderbilt learns about a refinery built near the railroads in Cleveland, the perfect mark for his master plan. He reaches out to the owner, a struggling young oil man Vanderbilt is hoping to pluck from obscurity. That oil man is John D. Rockefeller.